This is KUNM, I'm Kaveh Movahed. One body was recovered today and the search continues for two other people swept into an arroyo after storms hit Albuquerque yesterday. Firefighters pulled a man's body from the end of a diversion channel this morning. Crews initially responded yesterday afternoon when three people were seen floating down the diversion channel in northeast Albuquerque after the area was hit with heavy rains. Swift water rescue units scrambled to the sides of the channel to attempt a rescue but didn't spot the three people over a two-hour period. Authorities say it can take days for bodies to surface, and crews will continue searching for the other two missing people until they have exhausted all efforts. Walmart taxed the delivered groceries of at least two people in New Mexico, even though a tax deduction governing home deliveries took effect July 1st. Walmart told the Las Cruces Sun News that it was working to remove the assessment of sales tax on delivered groceries after receiving clarification from the state about the new tax exemption. As delivered groceries became more popular during the pandemic, New Mexicans noticed gross receipts tax charges on their delivered groceries, which would normally be tax-free in stores. But earlier this year, New Mexico lawmakers amended the policy so the tax deduction would apply to delivered food sold by retail stores. Tax and Revenue Department spokesperson Charlie Moore said the agency will make a grocer aware of the change in the food tax deduction, but can't control what deduction a grocer chooses to claim. According to Moore, most grocers take the deduction and choose not to charge tax. During the pandemic, the Public Education Department required school districts to offer online learning options, but that won't be the case this coming school year. Still, some students may prefer it. KUNM's Nash Jones reports the state launched a program today to expand access to online classes in districts with limited resources.
The Virtual Course Consortium allows school districts and charter schools that don't offer remote learning to partner with those that do. Gwen Perea-Warnament is a deputy secretary at the Public Education Department.
With several districts and charter schools that already have virtual programs, so how might we create a network by which they support other districts and other schools?
Here's how it'll work. A student who wants remote learning that's unavailable in their school or district can take virtual courses at another district as long as both are members of the consortium, which is free to join. The student's district pays the one hosting the virtual classes $375 for each course the student takes. Consortium members who have a student taking online classes elsewhere will continue to receive the state funds that they get for each of their students and will provide them with resources like counseling and meals. Perea-Warnament says virtual students will also be able to take consortium classes that their school doesn't offer.
The idea is, as it grows, it becomes very supportive to open access to a variety of courses and very beneficial to some of our rural districts.
The Public Education Department provided $2.5 million for schools willing to build out their online options to get the network started. There are currently seven schools listed in the consortium's directory. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
There is no deadline for districts to join the consortium. Find more online at KUNM.org. New Mexico State Police said today that they're investigating the death of a volunteer firefighter who was fatally struck by a fire truck. They said 59-year-old Janet Tracy of Caballo was at a crash scene south of Truth or Consequences yesterday, providing aid and support to a victim. A fire truck driven by a 52-year-old man was being repositioned, and the driver said he didn't see Tracy and backed over her. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene by the Office of the Medical Investigator. State police said the fire truck was not equipped with a backup camera, and they aren't releasing the name of the driver, who's also a Caballo volunteer firefighter. This is KUNM.